I wanted to go back to Mia's original question because she said, how do you prepare? She also said, how do we detach from our own ego? And quite frankly, that's the hardest part because remember what Derek said before, the only thing that you are in control of is the way you respond. So you have to get in the right mindset when you go into that conversation, and you have to not be afraid to kind of subjugate yourself to the other side. And people always get all up in their feelings when I say that. But if they're attacking you, you need to realize by staying curious whether or not it's something you've actually done. And this is part of figuring it out, because if it's something that you haven't actually done, then you just kind of say, okay, well, I want to hear what all they have to say. I know this is something that, you know, I may have done, so I need to own it. You have to not let your ego get the best of you, because if you have done something wrong that has caused the attack, you need to own it. And if you don't own it, if you don't put it out there, if you don't apologize, that interaction is over. That communication is done, because once you've pushed someone to that point, bringing them back is difficult, especially if you then react instead of respond to whatever has happened. And that we've said this already, reacting and responding are two different things. If you are someone who constantly reacts, you need to touch base with yourself and figure out where your ego is and put a little check on yourself, because you reacting in the moment just makes the other side dumber. And you reacting in the moment just shows that your amygdala got triggered. And now you're both in a dumb place and absolutely nothing can get accomplished. So don't be afraid to own it if you know you made a mistake and that's the reason for the attack. Don't be afraid to just kind of sit back and let them vent or let them say what they need to say, unless the manipulation is what's happening. And you'll know soon enough, because someone's going to go for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and they're going to keep coming at you. And you're going to realize by staying curious where this is coming from. And you're going to realize if you're listening on a really good level what they're saying, whether or not what they're mad about is actually something you had control over or that you were responsible for. And don't deny it, because if you try to deny something they know you did wrong, you know you did wrong, you've also ruined the interaction there too.
Sandy, I also think attacks often are misinterpretations of the other person's intent.
Yeah.
And we bring our egos to the table and we react to that misinterpretation without really understanding fully what the perception is of the other person. And so if you're not aware of your ego going in, you could walk into that and allow an attack to happen and escalate. Whereas you could use that quote unquote attack as an opportunity to label and get black swans, get that information that they're kind of guiding you to. So sometimes attacks, quote unquote attacks, are really great opportunities if you look at it, if you can put your ego aside and look at it that way.
Yes. Yes, and yes. This is why I told you guys early on, is you got to stay in the moment to figure out where it's coming from, because there might be some gold there. And if your initial inclination is to fight back or run, you're going to miss the opportunity at uncovering that gold. Now, Sandy said something that I wanted to add on to. Manipulation in their attack on you, if it's coming from the manipulative corner of the world, that attack is going to have an accusation in it. They're going to accuse you of something during that attack. You're not being fair. You're being disingenuous. Your price is way out of line with what the market says, and you guys are basically stealing. I'm not going to let that go. You want to call me a liar? You want to call me a thief? You better bring stuff to back up that accusation. And so seems like you have a reason for is huge in that moment. If they're going to call you a liar, because that's what when they couch it as, you haven't been transparent. You've been disingenuous. What they're saying to you is that you are a liar. You guys seem to be playing fast and loose with the facts and figures. They're telling you that you're stealing from them. That is an attack on your character and integrity. And I'm not sitting back for that in a black swan way. You want to call me a liar? Back it up. You want to call me a thief? Back it up. Sounds like you have something specific that I did that indicates to you that I'm stealing from you or that I'm trying to steal from you. Would you be opposed to walking me through the data that led you to that conclusion? That's a very good way to smoke out manipulation. But manipulator ain't gonna have it. You know in your heart of hearts you're not stealing and you're not a liar. So why would you sit back and take that from someone? Now, the easy thing to do is say, F you, buddy. I'm not a thief. But that gets you no information. Would you be opposed to walking me through the data that led you to this conclusion? And let's see exactly where it's coming from. Now, with all of these techniques, and we're talking a lot about manipulation, with all of these techniques, you better brace yourself for an even more elevated response from them. Because again, the manipulators, by and large, most of them have not been called on it. And when you try to call them on it, they're going to spin up and go nuts. Because their impression is, I wasn't hard enough on them. I've never had anybody respond to me like that. So let me up the ante. And so just brace yourself that before it gets better, it's going to get worse.